Everyone, this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle, and my grandmother's out, Billy Brim. I call her Mimi. So my Mimi's out this week, and we're just following up on 3 days with Miss Janet Inman. And the father has been very, very good, what he's had to say. The last couple of days, it all comes down to not being deceived and a few other things. And yesterday, we got into the relationship with the Lord and the fellowship with the Lord.
Right.
Before I start, I want to just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for this day.
Amen.
Thank you for the people that have their ears open and their hearts open to hear today.
Yes.
You, Jesus, you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Your work, not my work.
That's right.
But your work, Father.
That's right.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Miss Janet, feel free to chime in, but you know, you guys don't understand. What's funny is the radio just doesn't turn off and on. The preaching in the overflow doesn't just turn on when you turn the radio.
Amen.
When I hit the little stopwatch, it's not just overflow time to talk. No, it's between the.
Amen.
It's all the time.
That's right.
Being filled, and that's what we're kind of talking about.
That's right.
And I know you wanted me to expound. And yesterday, the
yes.
Holy Spirit kind of led in abiding in the vine and the difference between the relational and the fellowship.
That's right.
And people need to understand with the Father. He does not drive you. He does not drive you.
That's right.
What do I mean? He doesn't drive you like, you know, with drugs and someone's driven.
That's right.
Or they have, you know, anger. You're driven.
That's right.
The Father doesn't do that.
No.
He leads you.
That's
and
right.
that leading comes only from the fellowship.
That's right.
Of course, he's always trying to fellowship. But then we have our soul,
That's
our
right.
mind, our will and emotions.
That's right.
And there's a continual renewing of that.
Right.
There's a continual renewing in our mind, will, and emotions. And a full redemption, the full redemption and plan of Jesus Christ, of the Father, his plan and purpose and pursuits was not, the Father works two ways. The Father works in two ways.
Right.
When he works with man, he works in the spirit,
yeah.
he works in the natural.
Right.
You saw with the Jews, you see a lot in the natural. With us, it's first with the spirit and then in the natural. People think, well, I'm saved. God's going to take care of me. Brother Hagin, he's going to work it out. God's do it. He did do it.
Right.
And he done the spiritual part. And then, but however, if I go under a tree and sit under an apple tree, apples aren't going to fall on my head.
Right.
He's given us the authority.
That's
he's given
right.
us the application.
That's
it. And,
right.
and it's the fellowship in him. That fellowship is the mind, will, and emotions. That is full salvation. Everything Christ did on this earth, his incarnation, his complete walk.
Mm-hmm.
His talk, he didn't say one thing unless the Father said it.
That's
because
right.
he was abiding in him.
Absolutely.
He was abiding in him.
That's right, Jared.
And as much as he, and going to the cross and seated at the right hand of God, it says in Hebrews 13:20, God makes an oath. He says, as by the blood of the Lamb, the great shepherd, he says that you will walk a perfect walk.
Right.
Through Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
He said, you will walk a perfect walk in the will of the Father through Jesus Christ.
Right.
Through him.
Right.
And fellowship with him.
Right.
So what he is saying is that's the plan of God. The plan of God, the things of God are no longer, it is not an approach and it is not safety.
That's
the
right.
full plan of God is not an approach to something
right.
and it's not a safety. I'm going to heaven.
Right.
It is right now.
That's
it
right.
is everything Ooh. Christ did, who he is and where he is right now.
Yes.
That, and it to be instilled not inside of us, not just inside of us, but an outward walk as Christ walked.
Right.
Not of our power, but in fellowship with him and receiving just as the priests in the Old Testament. They didn't just bless Israel. They went before the Father and they
right.
sat before him and they spent the time before him
right.
and they went out and blessed Israel. That's
Ooh.
The same. We're
That's
high
right.
priests. We do that.
Ooh.
That's that fellowship.
That's right.
That's that fellowship.
That's right.
And there's ways to fellowship with him.
That's right.
You know, we can talk just like we're doing now,
right.
But the Word gives specific ways.
That's
if the Holy
right.
Spirit is going to say, these are ways, I'm going to listen.
That's right.
And you were just saying,
right.
you have ways. I think a big part of the ministry is special, different types of fellowship
hey.
And ministry. And if you want to go ahead and talk about it.
Hey,
I didn't
listen.
Mean to kind of go off
no,
there, but I'm just sharing what the Holy Spirit wants.
Listen, hey. There's the anointing is surging in here right now. See, I can feel by the Spirit of God that their hearts are being stirred. I can feel some excitement mm-hmm. rising up on the inside of people that said, oh my, what do you do to have fellowship?
Right.
You know, the other day someone said to me, they said, what about living in today?
Right.
Because once today is gone, it's gone.
That's good.
People are many times looking unto, if I get a
That's
better
good.
Job, I'm going to enjoy a day. If I
That's
move,
good.
I'm going to enjoy a day. Well, guess what? There's lots of days that nothing's going on because we're looking unto. But just like you said, he's right now.
Yes,
I need him
right now.
So there's several ways that you can have fellowship with God. He's got things all listed here. And one way is through worship. Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about there in Ephesians where it's talking about what the will of the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was born to lead worship in the mm-hmm. earth. That's part of my calling, is to lead worship. My whole life has been, the focus of my whole life is giving myself to that worship.
Right.
Well, it says there in Ephesians, we were talking about this in mm-hmm. Ephesians, it's talking about don't be drunk with wine where it's is excess, but it says, be being filled,
yeah.
be filled with the Spirit. Well, in these days that we're living in, that passage there was talking about in these times there in Ephesians 5. Well, let's just go ahead and read some of it, Jared. It's in Ephesians 5:14.
Yeah.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ
awake
shall give
up.
Thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools,
yes.
but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Well, if the days were evil back then, we're all these many years past that. We're seeing it now. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. We talked about the virgins a while ago. 10:5 were wise. 5 were foolish.
And if they're saying don't be wise, that means you can be wise.
When
he keeps saying it over and over
when
again.
When he says, wherefore be not unwise, you're right. Then you can be wise. And here's being wise. But understanding what the will of the Lord is.
That's good. Being
and
wise
listen,
is understanding the will of God.
That's such
that's
a stir
good.
Right
that
now
is.
Here in this anointing that's flowing. Here's what he says. And be not drunk with wine where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And then it begins to tell you how. Speaking to yourselves. Who? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I feel like that I've been so blessed of God that I have the talent to play.
Mm-hmm. The gifts,
it was in my genes
right.
there. My family was musical. Well, but that is a mark of that calling there.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't play and I'm called to play and sing, then he'd have to supernaturally endow me
right.
with it. But the genes were there and I could. So I feel like I have an edge in my own life because I can go to the piano and sit down at any time and I can just worship God. And somebody else would say, well, you're a worship leader in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that does add to my own personal life. But that each person can go before God.
Right.
We've got two hands as instruments you can clap. You've got a tongue that you can sing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got feet. You can dance before the Lord.
Right.
Now listen, when he talks about there and he listed that, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns
mm-hmm.
and spiritual songs and singing
mm-hmm.
and making melody in your heart to the
mm-hmm.
Lord. Well, we're about to get started on something else now, because when you just take, and then it talked about giving thanks. When
mm-hmm.
you just begin, you don't have to be able to sing like the world would call sing, but the Bible really gives us such help there. He said, just begin to make a joyful noise.
Yes.
And I've had people in my meetings, in our meetings, oh, I've had them just begin to sing. And in the natural, their voices would not have been beautiful to some. But as they gave those voices to God
right.
and began to sing and make melody, oh, my Lord. Oh, that's just, we're now getting over into what the Spirit of God begins to talk about there, about being filled. When you start giving to yourself, speaking to yourselves and speaking to God.
Yes.
When you're speaking to yourselves, you're edifying yourself. And you start to say, I will bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I said one time in meeting, I said, I can say I bless the Lord, but that's not you saying I bless the Lord. But when you
can't
start
do it for him.
No,
what you're saying.
When you start to say, Jared,
yeah.
I will bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I will bless the Lord. Just try it if you haven't been doing it lately.
Do
to
it
say,
right now.
I will bless the Lord.
Lord. We thank
I
you,
will
Lord.
Bless the
I
Lord.
I bless the Lord. I thank
I
you,
I promise you it's going
right.
to go into the next sentence.
That's
and
right.
Father, I give you the glory.
That's right.
Now, Father, I want to thank you that I had food to eat
That's
this morning.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I want to thank you that as I give to the poor, Father, as I give, and people might say, I don't have any money. No, it's not just about money. As you give an encouraging word,
mm-hmm.
as you give to sow your life to people, I thank you, Father God, that my cupboards will never go
That's
bare
right.
in
That's
these
right.
days. Then the next thing you said, he said, let the weak say, I yeah. am strong. So you're in the bed today resisting something. And all that person there that's in the bed right
yeah,
now,
yeah.
and your spine is hurting you.
Mm.
There's pain going all the way up your spine. Now just lift your hands right now and say, Father, you are my healer. Jesus is my healer. And I call myself strong. He said, let the weak say, I'm strong.
That's right.
And he said, let the sick say, I am healed. So as you lift your hands and you said, my hands, they feel like cement blocks are on them right now. It doesn't matter. You start right where you are and you'll see the edification begin to come. Oh my, the edification is in this room right now because we've been giving thanks and we mm-hmm. spent time worshiping God
yes.
this morning.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord. Jared, that's just one way that you can, we were talking about having fellowship with the Lord. Worshiping God, and you don't even have to be able to sing or play an instrument. You take that voice and that tongue, and some would say, well, what about clapping? Oh, he's given us all these instruments that you can worship God with. Oh, he's not left us without all these tools. And so then we'll talk about other ways. Oh,
and
my.
As you give yourself more to it, you'll be able to be in a place to receive.
That's right.
Where he's.
That's right, Jared. That's exactly right.
It says hearken unto his voice today.
That's exactly today.
He's speaking every day. He's speaking to you right now.
That's right.
He's speaking to you right now. It's just sometimes our souls get in the way.
That's right. That's right, Jared. Right now.
We just thank you, Lord.
He's speaking to people right now, Jared. I can feel that.
Thank you, Lord. We're coming down on the minutes, but I just want to.
Yes.
Give this to the Father.
Father, there's people that's waking up right now. I can feel it, Father, in the Spirit. There's people that's waking up, Father. As you talked there, as you talked, you said, wake up, thou that sleepest, wake up.
That's right. We just thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for the purpose of this radio broadcast being fulfilled in those in the lives
yes,
of
Father.
Those to hear it and the purpose of that. We thank you that the anointing is not limited to physical time, substance.
Yes.
And we thank you for that, Father.
Yes, Father.
For those listening. We just give you praise. We'll yes. join with you right now in Jesus'
yes.
name. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for
Father.
The testimony. We thank you for the
Father,
testimony of Jesus Christ.
Father, we can hear the
we
worship
you,
rising
Father.
Up. Father, I can hear it in Jesus' name.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. The Jesus ever abideth in his place of high priest, that he continually keep intercession before us. He is interceding for you, thus that's why you are hearing this message right now. He's been praying for you, that you may be fulfilling the call of God, which is to display the glory of God in your life. Shalom, shalom.